Tulsi Gabbard and Kamala Harris brawl at Democrat debate. By Christina Wong on November 20, 2019. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, openly brawled during the Democrat debate in Atlanta, Georgia, on Wednesday. After Gabbard criticized the modern Democrat Party for being influenced by the foreign policy establishment in Washington represented by Hillary Clinton and by the military-industrial complex and other greedy corporate interests, Harris decided to go after her. "I think it's unfortunate that we have someone on this stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full-time on Fox News criticizing President Obama. Spent full-time criticizing people on this stage as affiliated with the Democratic Party." She continued. "When Donald Trump was elected, not even sworn in, buddied up to Steve Bannon to get a meeting with Donald Trump in the Trump Tower. Fails to call a war criminal by what he is as a war criminal. And then spends full-time during the course of this campaign again criticizing the Democratic Party. What we need is someone who has the ability to win." Gabbard immediately hit back at Harris, saying that she was trafficking in lies, and smears, and innuendos because she cannot challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making. The leadership and the change that I'm seeking to bring in our foreign policy. Gabbard added that it only makes me guess that she will as president continue the status quo. Continue the Bush-Clinton policy of regime change wars, which is deeply destructive. The bad blood between the two candidates began several debates ago. After Gabbard attacked Harris for laughing about smoking weed while putting people in jail for the same thing as California Attorney General, Harris's poll numbers sank after that exchange. Follow Breitbart News' at Christina_Wong.